Hey there, it's me again, saying hello to all you internet people, computer people. You are with me today here. I'm at this place getting my kitten neutered, doing my part to prevent animal overpopulation. I really just don't want to deal with a bunch of kittens, you know? I'm not ready for that. So, I guess I'm just going to bust out another episode of The Eternal Now, since I'm sitting here. WFMU.org. That's where we're at. My name is Andy Ortman. We just heard from Anima Sounds. From a 1971 album, Sturmischer Himmel. That track was Show Ma Show, Way On Way Up. Kind of in the zone right now. It's kind of where I'm at. Going to keep things moving right along. Thanks for being here with me, by the way. I don't have anyone else to talk to.
When the United States of America fires the largest booster in the history of the world into space for the first time, giving us the lead, fires the largest payload into space, giving us the lead, it will be the largest payroll too.
European middleweight champion Gene Stock. Robinson wastes no time and goes to work.
Of any kind bound to Cuba. Stimulating, mind expanding, safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing, the hula hoop of the jet generation, and as much a part of growing up as smoking corn silk behind the back fence. Such are the myths concerning marijuana, myths that lull thousands of young people into experimenting with a noxious weed. The facts are otherwise. Marijuana is an intoxicating, mind-muddling drug. Its use can lead to abnormal behavior, to psychological dependence, and to abuse of other drugs. The human brain, after all, is made for thinking, not fumigating. It's hardly a tinker toy for experimenting with drugs. This has been the public service message of the American Medical Association and your local station.
Welcome to America. Okay.
No wonder I sometimes suffer from irregularity.
What do you do? Give that old drain a shot every week.
Very good.
And distinctive front end styling.
What a cool sensation.
America's favorite snack, Geritol.
73 years has brought us to this. There are good men around.
Who, me?
What attracts a woman to a man? What attracts a woman to a man? What attracts a woman to a man? A man to a woman?
Taster's choice.
I'll take that.
Why?
What's cheaper?
Why listen to us? Come on in.
What attracts a man to a woman?
Nothing like a little Sara Lee before dessert.
We have 124 guys who are going to prove it to you.
No!
Wild, wholesome,
fat-free.
Keep your fork.
Grass and speed and acid and smack.
A new way of living.
Coping with depression.
Lay out
under.
Look alive.
You've got to wet it first.
Yes?
Hey, wow.
The taste.
What?
Miserable.
Rest when you can.
Most women do.
Silence is golden.
What attracts a man to a man?
My aunt.
goodness.
You'll have the time of your life.
Hello.
Hi.
Sherry.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh, man.
Help.
Help.
Concentrate.
Wow.
It works.
Save some for your brother.
Pretty dirty.
Terrific.
Great.
More.
Boil them.
Very good, miss.
Crazy.
Excellent.
What attracts a woman to a woman?
Finally, I've found someone who really understands me.
Dated for actor.
Clean up my stuffy head.
My hands don't feel as stiff and sore this morning.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
How?
Out of this world.
The real problem is not keeping your mouth clean.
Oh, yeah?
The honeymoon's over.
PG.
It's a nice way to say I love you.
Not anymore.
Get up, John.
Right.
We're interested in getting as many facts as possible.
I'll be working on kids. Why not?
For me, they work better.
Vandal, junkie, juvenile delinquent, dropout. Take your choice.
I hardly have time for myself.
Sensible exercise.
Your leggy ho.
Hour after hour.
This is me.
Now that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Mrs. Snofsky?
Oh, thanks.
Riching.
Scratching.
The work's in a drawer.
Your hatch is open.
What does it do to her?
It shows you care.
Bubbles.
Ah, pour the old box down a drain.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm.
Martha, you're not playing fair. Forget me not. Who?
We haven't danced this much in years.
Murder.
Pain, toothache, cold sores,
birth defects,
back aches,
bad breath,
perspiration,
smelling,
palsy,
girdle, spillover,
water on the brain,
sinus congestion,
epilepsy,
arthritis,
fever,
dandruff,
dirt,
blemishes,
hemorrhoids,
club feet.
You got it made.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Yep, here we are.
Back in the waiting room with these animals here, cats and dogs. Let's see here. WFMU.org. You are dialed in on the internet to the eternal now. We just heard an excerpt from Psychic TV Themes 1. That was kind of like a bonus record that came with their first album, Force the Hand of Chance, I think 1982. That was part 3. Just in front of that, we heard Mastish Adu, an LP on United Dairy's label. That was a track for The Dead and Unborn. In front of that, that sort of plunder phonicky thing, that was Ruth White. It was a track called Some. Lots of, I guess, TV 70s plunder phonics there. Ruth White, also probably more famously known for her album Flowers of Evil. And she had another cool record having to do with tarot cards as well. But anyway, Ruth White there. In front of that, a 70s marijuana PSA I grabbed off of YouTube. It's an animation that goes with it. I think it's pretty good. I like that 70s style of animation. Let's see. Before that, Hawk Lords from a 1978 LP. That was a track, Automaton, which sort of bled into 25 years. That was members of Hawkwind, especially Bob Calvert, also in Amon Duel and solo records of his are also very good. Kind of more punk Hawkwind or something. Something like that. Anyway, lest I digress, we did start that set off a long time ago. The Dreamies from 1973. Arl Graphic Entertainment. That was an excerpt from Program 10. So, I guess more or less, that brings us up to speed. Yeah. Thanks for sitting with me today. It's kind of lonely out here in the waiting room, if you know what I mean. I'm going to close things out with one more track here. My name is Andy Ortman. Thanks for listening again this week. We will do it again next week.
Keep your head calm, quiet, and with as little activity as possible. do not allow any type of jumping, running, or rough play. Afterward, gradually resume normal activity. Keep your pet away from other animals and children for at least 48 hours or longer if necessary. We hope that your pet does not live outdoors, but even if this is the case, keep him indoors and follow these instructions. If you carry your pet, do not put any direct pressure on their belt for the next week. If you must take your pet upstairs, please keep them on a short leash so they cannot run up or down the stairs. Do not allow your pet to lick or chew at the incision. This can open the incision and cause very serious complications. To prevent this, we have placed an Elizabethan collar, e-collar on your pet at no charge to you if they require one. Please leave this.